From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Canada's finance minister says he hopes the threat of retaliation will persuade the Trump administration to reverse course on new tariffs on steel and aluminum. At the G7 finance ministers meeting Saturday, Canadian Minister Bill Morneau said he hoped U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin would take the message back to President Donald Trump.
We said that we were collectively hoping that he would bring the message back, the message of regret and disappointment at the American actions and concern that they are not constructive. And my sense is that he's going to take that message back to Washington.
French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said the United States had only a few days to avoid a trade war. Earlier, Britain's trade minister, Liam Fox, said his country would not sign any trade agreement with the United States that is not in the UK's best interests. Fox's comments came after European Union officials filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization over stiff U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Trade tensions escalated when the U.S. imposed a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum imports from the European Union, Canada, and Mexico. Thousands of Palestinians, including hundreds of medical workers in white uniforms, took part Saturday in the funeral procession of a young female medic who was shot dead by Israeli troops Friday along the Israel-Gaza border. Relatives say 21-year-old Razan Najjar was a volunteer paramedic. Later, Israel said Palestinian militants had fired rockets along the border, and Israel launched air raids against militant targets in Gaza. Local sources say the raids caused damage, but no injuries. This is VOA News.